Every believer in history has had to go through, eventually, the University of Learning to Wait. Okay, that's ULTW. And some of you have not got your degree there yet. Noah. Do you know how long Noah waited from the time God gave him the dream of building the ark to the time he actually got to go on it? The Mediterranean cruise? Noah waited 120 years for it to rain. Now be honest, do you think you could have waited that long?
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we begin this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes you through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How God Builds Your Faith.
The Bible says in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. That's the key to the great adventure. According to your faith. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life. You believe and I'll do it. You believe and I'll bless. Mark 9:23 says, everything is possible for the person who has what? Faith. Circle that. Everything is possible. That makes life a great adventure. Now, how many of you this morning would like to have a stronger faith? Could I see your hands? I would too. I would like to have it. See, faith is kind of like a muscle. It develops. It can be strengthened. It can be weak or it can be strong, and it's based on how much you use it. Now, how does God build my faith? He uses a very predictable pattern, a very predictable process. Probably the question I'm asked more than any other question as a pastor is this: why is this happening to me? I'm going through all kinds of situations. Why is this happening? I don't understand it. When you don't understand God's six phases of faith on how He builds your character and how He builds your faith, you will get discouraged. You may become resentful. You will certainly worry. You may become fearful about the future. You may become depressed. And most of all, you can't cooperate with what God's doing. But when you understand the six phases that God takes every believer through, and He takes you through them over and over and over, then you could say, oh, I'm in stage four right now. Oh, I'm in stage six. Oh, I'm in stage two. And you understand what's going on, and you don't get discouraged when times are tough. So let me explain them to you quickly and just enumerate them, then we'll work on your life. How does God build my faith? Well, first phase, you can write down this word, the word dream. Dream. God always starts with a dream. Nothing happens until somebody starts dreaming. You got to get an idea, a vision, a goal, an ambition. You have to set your sights on some target. And when God wants to work in your life, He always gives you a dream about yourself, about what He wants you to do, about the impact He's going to use your life in the world. Now, there are many examples in the Bible of this. God gave Noah the dream of building an ark. God gave Abraham the dream of being the father of a great nation. God gave Joseph the dream of being a leader that would save His people. God gave Nehemiah a dream of building a wall around Jerusalem. God gave David a dream of building a temple. Nothing happens until you start dreaming. Now, how do you know when a dream is from God or when it's just from yourself? You know, maybe you're just kind of thinking it up. How do you know if it's God speaking to me or, you know, that bad lasagna I had last night? I mean, what is really causing this mood in my life? Well, look at this verse. Read it with me. Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do far more than we would dare to ask or even dream of. Circle that. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. And here's how you know if a dream's from God. It will require faith. It's so big, If a dream comes from God, it will be so big in your life that you can't do it on your own. Because if you can do it on your own, you don't need faith. And if you don't have faith, you're not pleasing God, because the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So God starts with giving you a dream. In fact, God has been speaking to many of you. You just didn't recognize it. That dream, that idea, that concept, that thing that would really be of benefit to other people. Where do you think that idea is coming from? It's coming from God. Now, God's will never contradict God's will. I mean, I've had people come to me and say, oh, God's given me a dream of leaving my family and kids and moving to Hollywood and being a star. No, no, no. That is not a dream from God, because God's will never contradicts God's word.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
If a dream comes from God, it will be so big in your life that you can't do it on your own. Because if you can do it on your own, you don't need faith. And if you don't have faith, you're not pleasing God, because the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So God starts with giving you a dream. In fact, God has been speaking to many of you. You just didn't recognize it. That dream, that idea, that concept, that thing that would really be of benefit to other people. Where do you think that idea is coming from? It's coming from God. Now, God's will never contradict God's will. I mean, I've had people come to me and say, oh, God's given me a dream of leaving my family and kids and moving to Hollywood and being a star. No, no, no. That is not a dream from God, because God's will never contradicts God's word. So it always, I have to keep it in context. But God starts with a dream. But you're only one stage along the line when you get to that part. You've got to move into stage two, which is decision. And in stage two, you begin to do something about your dream. Nothing is going to happen to that dream until you wake up and put it into action. You got to make it work. You've got to make the decision, say, I'm going to go for it. You see, a dream is worthless unless you, for every 10 dreamers in the world, there's only one decision maker. A lot of people have dreams, but they never get to phase two, and that is to make the decision to go for it. James says, you must believe and not doubt, because a double-minded man is unstable in all that he does. You see, faith is a verb. It's active, not passive. It's something that you do, and decision-making is a faith-building activity. It builds your muscles of faith. Now, during this phase, the moment of truth in decision making, you must do two things. They're there on your outline. Number one, you must invest. It's a decision to invest. What do I invest? Well, here's what you invest. First, you invest time. Second, you may invest money. Third, you may invest reputation. You may invest energy. So there is an investment stage in this phase two of decision making. It's where you lay it on the line, you take the plunge, you say, God, you've told me to do this, and I'm going to go for it. And you put your money where your mouth is. The other part of phase two in the decision phase is you have to let go of security. You cannot move in faith and hold on to the past at the same time. You have to move forward. I must let go. A good example, Abraham, God said, I'm going to make you father of a great nation. He had to leave his homeland for an unknown destination. Moses had to let go of the probability of him moving into the place of Pharaoh's position when Pharaoh died. He let go of that in order to do God's will. And that happens over and over, where you have to let go of something. In Nehemiah, he gave up a secure job to go build this wall around Jerusalem. The point is this: if you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. Okay. Now, the best example of this is maybe a trapeze artist. You ever seen a trapeze artist? They swing out on these bars, and then they let go and grab the other bars and swing on over to the other side. Now, as they swing out, the bars are far enough away that you can't hold on to this one and grab the other one at the same time. So at some point, you have to let go of this bar to grab onto this one, which means for a split second, at some point, they're up there holding on to neither. They're suspended in air for a split second, and that is a scary position. You ever been there in a career where you're leaving one job for another and nothing's in between? You know what I'm talking about? And you're up there 180 feet above with no net below and not holding on to nothing. But if you don't let go and grab on to the vision God wants you to go, what happens here is you swing back, only you don't swing all the way back to home. You just swing back, and it goes like this. It gets lower and lower until finally it stops, and you're hanging there, and there's only one way out, down. God gives you a dream. Then you make the decision. Finally, along comes phase three, which is delay. God will not fulfill your dream immediately. God has not promised to automatically say, well, today I give you the dream, tomorrow it's all going to be fulfilled. In fact, you can count on it that there is always a time lapse. There is always a delay. There is always a waiting period. Look at this verse, Habakkuk 2, read it with me. God says, these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. Now, in phase three, you start asking the when question. When, Lord? When is this going to happen in my life? When are you going to answer my prayer? You say things like, when am I going to get married, Lord? When are we going to have kids? When are the kids going to leave home? And, you know, you start, there's these when questions that are always a part of life. You know, we don't like to wait. Americans hate to wait. We don't like to wait in doctor's lines or traffic jams or restaurants or for Christmas presents or anything else. But the thing we hate worst of all is we hate waiting on God. Have you ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? Oh, that is irritating. You want to say, come on, God, get with it. Let's move. Let's get going here. I'm ready. And God said, great, you're ready. I'm not. Because I want to work on you before I work on the project. Every believer in history has had to go through, eventually, the University of Learning to Wait. Okay, that's ULTW. And some of you have not got your degree there yet. Noah. Do you know how long Noah waited from the time God gave him the dream of building the ark to the time he actually got to go on it? The Mediterranean cruise? Noah waited 120 years for it to rain. Now be honest, do you think you could have waited that long? Now obviously in those days they lived a lot longer. They didn't have all the pesticides and stuff like we do today. But he waited 120 years. 120 years. Abraham, God said, I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. And he didn't have a child till he was 99. He had to wait a while. God said to Moses, I'm going to make you the leader to lead your people out of freedom after 400 years of slavery. And then he makes him wait in the desert 40 years before it happens. 40 years he waited. Joseph spent years in prison before God raised him up and he became the ruler that God wanted him to be. God anointed, had David anointed as king, And then he had to run around, and he waited for years before he actually got to be king. So we go through these waiting periods. I mean, even Jesus. Jesus came to be the Messiah of the world, and he waits for 30 years in the carpenter shop. What was God doing? I don't know, but he was doing something. Now, why do we wait? Because it teaches us to trust in God. We learn that his timing is perfect. And one of the facts that we have to learn is that God says delays never destroy his purpose. You have to learn that a delay is not a denial. Have your kids learned the difference between no and not yet? Big difference. I tell my kids, not yet. That doesn't mean no, it means not yet. And many times God says to you, not yet, and you think he's saying no. A delay is not a denial. A delay never destroys God's purpose in your life. Now, the common reaction at this phase is doubt. We start doubting. We say, you know, well, maybe I missed God's vision. I mean, we waited 15 years as a church here at Saddleback before we started building a building. And I'm sure many of those times there have been people who doubted that we were ever going to have it. I have never doubted that we were going to get it. But there were people here who said, well, we're not ever going to get a building, and they left. But you didn't. You're still here. And God says, I honor your faith, and I honor your believing, and I'm going to use you. How do you handle the waiting rooms of life? That reveals your faith. Now, once you start moving into the delay period, then you come to phase four. First you get the dream, then you make the decision to go for it, then there's an inevitable delay, and then phase four is difficulty. Not only do you get to wait, you get to have problems while you wait. Say, oh boy, you'll have all kinds of problems. In fact, you'll have two primary kinds of problems. You'll have circumstances and you'll have critics. You can count on this. When God gives you a dream, there will be circumstances that come in your way, barriers, and you will have critics who say, you nut, what do you think you're doing? Go get a real job or, you know, something like that. And they will say, you're crazy for trusting God. Now, Moses had difficulty. I mean, he led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert to the promised land, and they had one problem after another. First, there was no food. First, there was no water. Then there was no food. Then there were a bunch of complainers. Then there were poisonous snakes that bit a bunch of people, and on and on. They had one problem after another. They were doing what God wanted, but they still had problems. David was anointed king, and then for the next several years, he is hunted down by Saul, and he's having to hide in caves. Joseph is sold as a slave. He gets a dream of becoming a ruler. He's sold into slavery. He's falsely accused of rape. He's thrown into prison. He languishes there, and nobody knows he's there. Difficulties on top of delay. Can you imagine the difficulties Noah had? I mean, how would you like to build a floating zoo? Where do you put the termites? You know, very important questions. You know, do you need, you know, six pairs of aardvarks or, you know, what? And so you have all kinds of problems that come along. I remember the Bible says that when Moses died, that Joshua was then appointed the leader, and he said, now Joshua, Moses led him across the desert, you get to lead him into the promised land. He thinks, oh great, I get the easy stuff. So he leads him into the promised land, and in the next few verses it says, now there were giants in the land. In other words, there's this big tribe of, you know, he-men, you know, Hulk Hogan types, and they said, we got to battle these guys. Oh great. Even in the promised land there are problems. Because God's working on your faith. He's working on your character. Why does God allow this? 1 Peter, at present you may be temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials. This is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. Now circle the phrase, it proves your faith. That's why we're having it. Now, which of these phases are you in so far? Maybe you've made the dream. You've gotten the dream from God, and then you've made the decision, and then you start having the delays, and then along comes the difficulties. Finally, the difficulties become so bad, you've come to your limit, you say, we've tried everything, we've exhausted all our options, this isn't going to happen. You come to phase five, and that's called dead end. Dead end. And some of you are there this morning. The situation deteriorates from difficult to impossible. Are any of you here this morning? You say, my marriage has gotten to an impossible impasse. My career has gone down the toilet. My life is falling apart. And some of you feel that way this morning, which means you're in phase five. You say, I'm backed into a corner. I'm out of gas. My situation looks hopeless. There's no way out. There are no alternatives left. Now, if you were there at this stage this morning, congratulations, because you are in good company. In fact, even Paul went through dead ends. Notice this next verse. At that time, we were completely overwhelmed. The burden was more than we could bear. Never felt that way? In fact, we told ourselves that, this was the end. Yet now we believe that we had this sense of impending disaster so that we might learn to trust, circle that, learn to trust not in ourselves, but in God who can raise the dead. Now listen, if God can raise dead people physically, he can raise a dead marriage. He can resurrect a dead career. He can resurrect a health problem and make it better. If God can raise the dead, he can do anything.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill his dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much he blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, his part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, he starts with a dream. And then he uses a very predictable six-step method, and he's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as he builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.